The new chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Democrat Elliot Engel, announced over the weekend that he'll hold hearings into President Trump's relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He did so after the Washington Post reported that President Trump tried to hide the details of conversations he's had with Putin. Looking into the president's relationship with Russia is just one of many issues that Engel will have on his plate. And Congressman Engel joins me now. Congressman, let's start with Syria. The military is preparing to remove U.S. troops from that country. How concerned are you about that withdrawal?
I'm very concerned about it. I think it was a terrible move. I think it was an impulse move on behalf of the president. You know, you just don't know where he stands. I call it fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants diplomacy. You just don't know where it comes out. The carnage in Syria, and I have followed it very, very closely over the past 7, 8 years, has been disgraceful. Assad is a butcher of his own people. 600,000, 700,000 people have been murdered by the regime. We saw on the Foreign Affairs Committee pictures of corpses that were smuggled out of Syria. It looked like a tragedy out of the Holocaust with dead bodies, and it's just unbelievable.
But it looks like Assad is going to stay in power despite all
of
that.
Well, it does look that way, and it's disgraceful, and the world doesn't have the gumption to realize that this guy is a real bad guy. He's the butcher of his own people. So I think that our pulling out, frankly, allows some of the allies of Assad to control places in Syria, which are unacceptable, and makes our ally Israel very nervous. They're not going to allow Iran to establish any kind of base in any kind of part of Syria that's near Israel. And I just think that while nobody wants our troops to stay indefinitely any place, and I do not, the fact is you need to, if you're going to work your way out towards leaving, you need to do it in a reasonable way, not just willy-nilly wake up one day and say we're going out. You know, I know now the president is saying that if Turkey goes after the Kurds, you know, the Kurds are our loyal and trusted allies and friends. They fought side by side with Americans in the Middle East. They, in fact, fought so Americans didn't fight, and American casualties were lower as a result of them. And now you turn on them. The Turks could make a bloodbath and go after the Kurds. Now the president is saying he's warned Turkey that there'll be economic consequences for them if they go after the Kurds. But if he hadn't made that speech about leaving Syria, we wouldn't have to worry about this. So it's if we're going to treat our allies this way, the Kurds, what country in the future will want to align with us? We're an unreliable ally, and I think what the president did in talking about leaving Syria was just wrong, just plain wrong, and I wish it would be reconsidered, because I think down the line we're going to have to come back in. And it's going to be worse. Right now, we have the situation under control. There are minimal casualties, minimal, and we are winning that aspect of it. So just to pick up and walk away is unwise.
Well, on the other hand, what about the idea that if that's the case, if the argument that you're making is that we've got to, you know, make sure that we stand by our allies, how long are we going to have to be in a place like Syria? Is this going to be a never-ending commitment in Syria, just the way it has been so far in Afghanistan ever since 9/11?
No, well, we don't want never-ending commitments for sure, and I would hope that we've learned something from what we've did in Afghanistan. But let's also remember that when in Afghanistan, once everybody left, it allowed Osama bin Laden and others to plot and plan for 9/11 and other terrorist attacks, and no one went after them. No one disrupted them, and they were able to do that. We don't want a situation like that where any of the terrorist groups have safe haven because we've precipitously pulled out.
Is there ever a good moment to pull out of these places?
Yes. We cannot be the policemen of the world, and we cannot do things that other countries are unwilling to do. But we need to look at our national interests. We need to look to see what makes sense for us. If we have things underhand now, and a precipitous pullout will cause things to go crazy later on, and then we have to go back in, that's much, much worse. Much, much worse.
What about Iran? There's a story in the Wall Street Journal that says President Trump's National Security Council asked the Pentagon to provide the White House with military options to strike Iran last year. Does that concern you?
Well, yes. I mean, everything concerns me in terms of more military options. I don't think we really want to get more involved militarily. On the other hand, we have to always watch Iran with a jaded look, because I believe that Iran, being the number one U.S. sponsor of terrorism, is a malign player in the region. So we have to look at Iran very carefully. But I'm not for starting a war with them. I think that we need to let them know that we're watching, and there are certain lines that we're drawing that we cannot allow them to continue.
Do you think that the Trump administration is trying to make the case for the beginnings of a possible war with Iran?
I have no way of knowing that. I hope not. I hope not. I think a war with Iran would be a folly. On the other hand, I think that we cannot just let Iran continue to finance terrorism and do a lot of things that we don't like. And I think, by the way, that we need to work in conjunction with our traditional allies, our allies in NATO, the UK, France, Germany. But I don't think anyone is looking for further military involvement by the United States, certainly not me.
I want to ask you about Iran's chief rival. That would be Saudi Arabia. The Trump administration has maintained a strong relationship with the Saudis despite the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, which many believe was directed by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who just had a 45-minute meeting with the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Do you think that the U.S. has sent a message following the killing of Khashoggi, an American resident, that a country can murder an American resident in a consulate abroad with no real consequences?
Well, I wouldn't say no real consequences, because in Congress we're doing a lot of things. We're going to tackle the whole situation in Yemen, which is a terrible situation. What happened to Khashoggi is awful, and we have to let Saudi Arabia know that it cannot be business as usual when these things happen. So what can I tell you? It's a horrific thing. It's a terrible thing, and there'll be consequences.
I finally want to ask you about China. We're in a trade war with China. Do you think that the administration is taking the right approach with that country?
Well, the relationship with China is very, very complicated. You know, at the one hand, they are doing things that are not what we feel they should be doing. On the other hand, they are a very important country that we need to have a relationship with. So I think the way you deal with the Chinese is you need to be tough with them, but you need to talk with them and plan with them. And we don't need provocative measures on either side, but we have to keep an eye on the Chinese. They are restricting a number of things in Asia. They're making all kinds of false claims, wild claims. Countries like Vietnam have turned to the United States for help, and other countries, Philippines. So China's been pretty aggressive. We have to watch them. On the other hand, we need to work with them.
What part of the world do you think that you're going to be spending the most of your time thinking about as chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee? Asia, the Middle East, Europe, South America? What do you think?
Well, I was going to say the United States.
We need
to think about what we do. We can't be willy-nilly and just involve ourselves. You know, you can't get into something that you can't get out of. And I think we have to be careful. Look, I feel very strongly that the United States has a very important role to play as the leader of the free world. Our alliances, NATO and our allies, the European Union, have worked very well since World War II, and frankly in holding Russia or the then Soviet Union in check. One of the first things that President Trump did when he got elected is he dissed NATO and said, oh, it's obsolete. And so our allies that rely on us are very nervous. And so I think the United States needs to get back to the point where we're working with our loyal and trusted friends. What confuses me about the president is that he goes out of his way to have an outstretched hand to Putin, who is as head of Russia, is our biggest adversary, and on the other hand, seems to insult the leaders of France, UK, and Germany, who are our strongest allies.
So is there anything you can do about that in your new role?
Well, we can certainly talk about it. Congress is co-equal branch of government. We'll be saying all these things. I hope we'll be critical when we need to be. And if and when the president does something that we think is the right thing, I think we also ought to say that. We'll be examining foreign policy of this administration and foreign policy of the United States, and we'll be holding hearings, and we'll be very active about it. That's what the Foreign Affairs Committee is supposed to do.
That is Congressman Elliot Engel, a Democrat of New York and chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.